Happy Monday. My son woke up this morning and was talking about, like, I don't know if it's going to be a good day. I don't know if this is happening, that's happening. But we started talking, and I told him I was going to take him to school. We changed the music a little bit. We talked about a story that we both laughed at. I told him about some things that I had kind of messed up on and used the wrong words in. And he kind of started laughing, and then he started to almost forget about the fact that he told me that it was Monday, so Mondays are tough to have a good day. And as we went to school, like, I tried to just keep his mind away from that subject, and we just kept on talking about the great things that were happening, things that were funny, things that we both, you know, connected on. And by the time we got to school, you know, he dapped me up and said, you know, I'm going to have a great day, Dad. And I slapped him five, told him I loved him, and told him he was the greatest, and he went off to school. Now, I don't know if he's going to have a great day, but it's amazing because what we listen to can change a lot of things. So this was a big thing with my pops, too, growing up, and this was the question that God asked me this morning was, what are you listening to? Like, and we even take it further, and some of the questions that I'm going to ask today is, it was one of those things when I went through the corresponding proverb for the corresponding day, that I was looking at it and starting to say, like, okay, what am I listening to? Oh, well, I'm listening to this. But then God took me down a kind of rabbit hole and asked me a bunch of questions about the things that I was listening to, and to see if what I was listening to and the results of those things were in line. And when I looked at those things, I was able to say, well, I may have been hearing that thing, but I wasn't listening to it. And probably one of my favorite songs of all time is Listen by Talib Kweli. So if you maybe I'll put a link to that in the bio so you guys could check it out. But we're in the corresponding proverb for the corresponding day. And today, again, the question is, what are you listening to? So here we go. Number one is, are you resisting wisdom? And this was in verse one. And so I had to ask myself, like, okay, what am I listening to? And then I had to ask myself, am I resisting wisdom? Well, if I'm resisting wisdom, which wisdom is the right use of knowledge, and where does that knowledge, or where's that wisdom come from? From the fear of God. And the fear of God is just spending time with Him. Sometimes it's through the Word. Sometimes it's riding a bike. Sometimes it's taking a little walk outside. Any one of those things can be applicable, right? So in number two is, are you seeking what is right? And this was in verse number two and of Proverbs 29. And as I looked at it and I asked myself, are you seeking what is right? Well, when I'm seeking what is right, it means that I'm listening to something that's causing me to want to go after what is right. And what is right? Right? We said righteous before, and anytime you say righteous, people have the tendency to peel back a little bit. But when they peel back, it's because they think that it's about judgment. But righteousness is just about doing what's right at that time. How can we know that? By having wisdom, which is the right use of knowledge. Where can we get that? We talked about it before, the fear of God or the respect of God. And how can we get that? By just spending time with Him. And again, it's not through a religion or a ritual, but just through a relationship. Number three is, do you love wisdom? And I had to ask myself this question based off of the results, based off the things that I'm doing in my life. Do I love wisdom? Now, wisdom is the right use of knowledge. It's not just about getting a bunch of knowledge, but I have the tendency to, and I don't know about you, but I have the tendency to get off track at times because I seek out knowledge that doesn't apply to what I'm doing at the time. And if I don't have the right use of knowledge, sometimes that knowledge that comes in can start to confuse me a little bit. That's in verse number three. In verse number four and five in Proverbs 29 is, are you just, or are you looking for the thing that is right for all the people around you also? And going back to, what are we listening to? Sometimes when I'm listening to someone who says, you know, just get yours, or I'm listening to music or listening to movies or reading a book or a podcast or anything like that, that's telling me that I just need to go after what I need and what I need at that time. It's amazing because I start to think about just myself and not what is right for all the people and all the things around me. Are you just, in verse four and five? And the next one was, are you shouting for joy? And joy is not happiness. Happiness is circumstantial. Joy is just falling in love with your current circumstances and allowing the magic to happen. But am I shouting that joy? Am I reveling in the fact of what's going on right now? Are we doing that? And when we're doing that, most of the time it's because we're listening to things that are promoting joy in our lives. And I look at my son, Maddox, the things that he listens to, it's incredible. If you haven't got Surfaces Radio on Pandora, it is unbelievable. It's phenomenal. That dude listens to that, and most of the time, except on Monday, he is hyped up, right? So next one is, how is your generosity? And this is a thing that I had to look at a lot in my own life, because there are times where I'm not generous. And those times are when I'm listening to, again, something that is causing me to say, I just got to get mine, as opposed to be generous with others. And every person that I see that is generous generally never goes into lack. And so the next one is, are you calm? And this one goes to my brother, and this is verse 8 and 9. And as I read this one, it says, mockers stir up a city, but the wise turn away anger. And if a wise person goes to court with a fool, the fool rages and scoffs, and there is no peace. Are you calm? And my brother, Rob, is the best one at this. This dude is always calm. I come to him with the idea. I'm hyped. I'm so excited. And he just stays calm. He takes it in. And then he gives an answer. Same thing with my wife. And then I ask, like, what are you listening to? It doesn't mean that you have to just be listening to, you know, chanting or whatever it is. But it's sometimes you could be listening to hip hop, which I absolutely love, and you can start to glean out of it the great things that are. I think that Lauryn Hill is probably one of the best MCs of all time. And when I listen to her, I'm extracting things. It's amazing. So, are you calm? And then the next one is, do you walk in integrity? Integrity is just being the same in the dark as you are in the light. And what are you listening to? When you really dig down into what it is that you're listening to, then if you're listening to something that causes you to be the same in the dark as you are in the light, then that means that you have integrity. And integrity is in verse 10 and 14 and 24 and Proverbs 29. And then are you slow to speak? This is probably one of the things that's the most challenging on my side, and I don't know if you struggle with this, but when you're slow to speak, and my wife is this way, my brother is this way, my pops was this way, my mom was this way, they're slow to speak. They listen fast. They speak slow. And so they take in the words. And so I find that what my brother, you know, I could tell you this, he's reading a lot of Ryan Holiday. And if you know who Ryan Holiday is, he's incredible. He has this the Daily Stoic and the Daily Dad and things like that. He's going to be on the podcast at some point because it'll make my brother really, really happy. But in verse 11, 20, and 22, it talks about this, being slow to speak. Fools give full vent to their rage, but the wise bring calm in the end. And in verse 20, it says, do you see someone who speaks in haste? There is more hope for him, for a fool than for them. And so the next one is self-control. Do you have self-control? That's in verse 15 through 17. And do you have self-control? Do I have self-control in these things? It depends on what I'm listening to. It goes right back to it. And then the next one is, do you have hope and do you dream? In verse 18, it says, when the wicked thrive, so does sin, but the righteous will see their downfall. Oh, that's verse 16. Sorry. Servants cannot be corrected by mere words. Though they understand, they will not respond. That's in verse 19. Do you see someone who speaks in haste? Let's see. Verse 18. Yeah, yeah. Where there is no revelation, people cast off restraint, but blessed is the one who heeds wisdom's instruction. Verse 18, do you have hope and do you dream? Where there is no revelation, people cast off restraint. Blessed are the ones who heeds wisdom instruction. That gives people hope. And when you give hope inside of a situation, it's amazing what can happen. The next question was, are you an example of peace and love? And in verse 19, I read over that, servants cannot be corrected by mere words. Though they understand, they will not respond. And so are you an example of this, of peace and love? And peace is just being content right where you're at. And love is being gracious with not only everybody else around you, but with yourself also. And the next one is, what is the fruit of your labor or your relationships? In verse 21, it talks about this. And so I had to ask, like, what's the fruit? So I started to look around, and I found yesterday, I got kind of convicted. I went and I listened to somebody speak. And when I did, I was like, man, I probably could have done better in that relationship. So now today I have to call them and make sure that we're good, because the fruit of that relationship probably isn't the greatest thing right now. The next one is, how strong is your pride and ego? And this one I struggle with all the time. And in verse number 23, it deals with this. Where do you put your trust? In verse number 25, where do I put my trust? And this was a big one for me, because there's times where I just trust in, you know, my systems, my strength, all those things. But what God is saying is, I want you to trust in me all the time. In verse number 25, it says, fear of man will prove to be a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord will be kept safe. The last two is, what do you want attention from? In verse number 26, it says, many seek an audience of a ruler, but it is from the Lord that one gets justice. And so where am I seeking attention? And I find that when I'm seeking attention from anything outside of a relationship with him, I have the tendency to try and force things into be. And when I force things into be, guess what happens? It doesn't work at all. As we finish up today is just, whose approval of, or are you seeking? In verse number 27, it says, the righteous detest the dishonest, the wicked detest the upright. When you're doing the right thing, a lot of times you're going to get attacked. If you're getting attacked right now in your life, and you feel like, why is this thing happening? But I'm doing the right thing. But this thing, you know, people are coming up against me, or, you know, I'm maybe at my job or in my relationship or all those things. I want you to understand, number one, my mom would always say, never grow weary in doing good works. But also, too, when you're doing good works, that's when you're powerful. That's when things start to, that's when you become dangerous. And so what'll start to happen is the enemy starts to come in and starts to rob that joy and start to put things against you. So just because things are coming up against you doesn't mean that you shouldn't continue on if you're doing the right thing. And how can we know if we're doing the right thing? By simply spending time with him, testing it with the word. We talked about that yesterday. If you didn't get a chance to see the episode yesterday, check it out. It was test everything with the word and with wisdom. And when we come back to that, and when we ask the question, whose approval are you seeking? Well, when you're seeking God's approval in things, he will give you exactly what you need at the exact right time. It'll be his will, his plan, and his timing. So the question goes back to, what are we listening to? And when we run down all those questions, then we can actually know what it is that we're actually listening to. And what I would suggest is that you take the time, you get in the word, Proverbs 29, the corresponding proverb for the corresponding day. It's 3,000-year-old wisdom, and it will never disappoint. I want to thank you for checking out the show. My name is Kelly Cardenas, and I'm officially off the hot seat. Peace, love, and soul.